Republican Party officials are expecting an estimated 9,000 people to attend the events at downtown's Henry B. Gonzalez Convention Center. James Dickey, chairman of the Republican Party of Texas, says this convention is unique.
Because this year, San Antonio is celebrating its 300th anniversary of its founding as a city, and we are also celebrating the 150th anniversary of the founding of the Republican Party of Texas.
During the convention, which happens every 2 years in Texas, Republican delegates will fiercely debate whether hundreds of Republican ideals or planks, 260 total, should be part of the party's overall platform. The platform will serve as an overall guide for voters on what it means to be a Texas Republican. Some of those ideals range from whether there should be a ban on transgender bathrooms to support for legislation that would allow gun owners to carry a handgun without the need for a permit. But before delegates can begin digging into those issues, they must first choose a chairman for the party. Dickey has served in that role for the past 2 years, and at this 2018 convention, he faces a challenger, Cindy Ash. Mark Jones, political science professor at Rice University, says the race for who will lead the party is very interesting because it highlights the ideological divide within the party.
They are straddling that divide, and that Dickey is getting more conservative support and Ash seems to be getting some establishment. Certainly the Tea Party and the Freedom Caucus are coming down very firmly behind James Dickey, and President Trump has signaled his support as well.
Jones says much of the divide between Dickey and Ash comes down to a party rule that passed during the 2016 state party convention. Rule 44 allows the party to censure any Republican elected official that fails to adhere to all the planks and the ideals included in the party's platform, like ongoing efforts to censure House Speaker Joe Strauss for opposing a transgender bathroom ban during the 2017 legislative session. Dickey firmly supports the rule.
In 2016, Rule 44 was passed. It did provide for a specific kind of censure that had some consequences to it, and that rule was triggered once during the last 2 years.
Whereas Ash does not. She says no Texas Republican delegate or party nominee agrees 100% with every aspect of the state party's platform.
I think that it is important that Texas Republicans choose a chairman based on their personal values and what they stand for, as opposed to just being able to say, I support the platform, whatever that is.
The convention runs through this Saturday. Ryan Poppy, Texas Public Radio News.